This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Stephen Crowder is a political commentator. From what I understand, he's a high school dropout or a college dropout or something like that. He hasn't completed his education. And from time to time, he speaks about Islam. I don't know why. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. I don't think he's qualified or trained to speak about these topics. And he speaks about delicate doctrinal elements, theological elements to do with the religion of Islam. He mocks Muslim people. He mocks Islam itself. He's done so in the past. He's never had the audacity or the courageousness to actually confront a Muslim person. Let's take a look at what he said in his most recent video and come back and respond in kind.
Islam is based on the idea that the blessing of Abraham going down to his, you know, oldest son, talking about Isaac Ishmael, was a lie. So you have to believe, and this is why you have so much radical anti-Semitism across the Muslim world. If you believe that these people who carried the books lied and subverted the text, basically from Abraham onward, of course there's going to be some animosity. So it says, well, we believe in the Bible, except not everything else. For example, in Islam, this was one thing we talked about recently, where they get really mad, for example, if you draw Muhammad. Now, I'm not saying you should just go out and troll and draw Muhammad, but what I am saying is, hold on, that's more offensive than a religion that says Jesus is not exactly who he claimed he was, right? Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet, but that he didn't die, that the body was replaced. Well, that's sacrilegious to Christians, certainly more so than drawing a cartoon.
Yeah, and again, we know what Muhammad did, who was basically, I'm not attacking Muslims, but it's true.
So Stephen Crowder, who hitherto shall be referred to as Stephen Cowder, because he is a coward for not being able to respond or to face the people who he claims, who he is trying to attack, or in this case, Muslim people. He's just speaking to Alex Jones. I didn't know that Alex Jones was an individual who was very aware of Islamic doctrines, but he's speaking to him. And he's making a series of spurious claims, speculations. The first one is a very weird kind of argument in the first place, which is that Muslims believe that the previous dispensations, for us, obviously, they're previous dispensations for the Muslim people, which are, let's say, for example, the revelations handed down to Moses, the revelations handed down to Jesus were changed, and therefore this brings about a kind of hostility that we may have for that reason to those groups. Now, this is a very strange kind of argument, because, of course, just like most people who adopt any kind of worldview or ideological position, there are going to be things we agree with Christianity on and with things we reject. I mean, just like you as a Christian, there's going to be some things you agree with Judaism on and some things which you reject. There's going to be some things which you agree with Islam on, some things which you reject. I mean, the fact is, you believe that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is fundamentally disingenuous. I mean, so that's something you reject. And you could say, you could make the argument that therefore you become hostile because of it. And of course, your tone is hostile anyway. So I don't really see where this is going. Of course, we believe that the Bible has been corrupted, and of course, there is evidence for that. Bruce Metzger wrote a fantastic masterpiece on this point, the corruption of the Bible. Even Christian scholarship has moved almost completely in that direction. I remember reading Karl Barth, one of the great scholars of Christianity in the 20th century, who practically, as a Protestant evangelical, even though he tenuously kind of aligns with that group, considers the book of the New Testament even to be corrupt. So I don't think this is a big problem. I mean, if believing that the Bible is corrupt is problematic, then within your own school, within Christianity itself, within the house of Christianity, there are people who are going to have the same kind of proclivity or inclination. So that's the first thing. This idea that believing that the books are corrupt somehow is a dangerous belief, producing kind of hostilities for the Muslim people. The second thing is, you mentioned about, well, drawing Muhammad, you kind of glossed over that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You didn't make an argument there, kind of wanted to just mention it for some reason. And then mention, well, we believe as the Muslim people, that Jesus Christ is not, as you say, who he says he was. who he says he was according to you. Of course, we have different sources. We don't believe that the sources that you have are fully reliable. And we don't say that he says that he was God. In fact, you'll seldomly or scarcely find anything except for the, you know, the Gospel of John and the writers of the Gospel of John, in especially the Synoptic Bible or the Synoptic New Testament. You will not find this emphasized at all, the divinity of Jesus Christ. As Christians, Bart Ehrman even says that John, the Gospel of John, has a quote-unquote high Christology. And of course, that's something which is, once again, understood in the scholarly world of Christianity. What I'm saying here is, Jesus Christ saying that he's God himself doesn't appear to be really in the Bible in very clear terms. Him saying that I am God of worship, it doesn't clear to be in the Bible. And if you are going to say the Gospel of John has some of those references, well, the Gospel of John is a very late reference itself. So the idea that he said that about himself is not something we even grant you, frankly. But according to us, he didn't say that. And yes, it is sacrilegious for you, for us to believe that Jesus wasn't God. But it's also sacrilegious for us, for you to believe that he is God. And so the same exact argument applies both ways. If you think about it, in fact, there's a verse in the Quran. I'm going to recite the verses and then I'm going to translate them for you. It's a verse in the Quran that says the following.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا.
That they ascribed, or they said, that Allah has taken a son. They have come with some preposterous thing, that the heavens and the earth will be split asunder as a result of this. وَتَخِرُّ and destroyed would be the mountains. Destroyed would be the mountains because of such a word. And دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا, that they ascribe to Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, a son. That everything in the heavens and the earth comes to Allah as a slave. This is in the Quran. So it's the ultimate sacrilegious, or the ultimate sacrilege, to say that Jesus is God or the Son of God for the Muslim people. But of course, despite that, or notwithstanding that fact, Muslim people are tolerant of Christians. We don't force that upon them, Islam upon them. As in the Quran it says, La ikraha fid din, there is no compulsion in religion. Chapter 2, verse 256. The point is, your arguments really don't hold any weight. I hereby challenge you to a debate and or a discussion or an education session. I actually don't know what to call it, because frankly, you're not worthy of a debate. I'm saying that with the greatest of respect. And I don't need to respect you, because frankly, you're disrespectful. But you're not worthy of a debate. But if you want to be educated on the topic of Islam, which you've been speaking on for many years, I can teach you the basics. I will do this as a community service for your community and mine. If you're gallant enough and brave enough, accept the challenge. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.